Well, Steve, I'm not too sure where to start with that one. Let's go chronologically. Let's go the penalty decision in injury time. What did you make to that decision?
Well, we don't think it's a penalty. That's all we can say. If he gives a penalty, which he does, then he has to put Michael off. But we've had a look at it in the DVD with the analyst or the replay, and it's not a penalty.
And we understand you ended up watching the second half from in the stands. Was that due to something following on from that incident?
Well, they put me up for shouting. No film abuse, just shouting. So I've got to put up a shouting.
You feel aggrieved by that, clearly?
Nah, it's for another day, innit?
Well, let's focus on the second half then, because it was a crazy second half. Your side looked to be dead and buried and showed some real fight to get back into that.
Yeah, I thought we were terrific all day. But you kind of come away in League One. You kind of go away in any league and miss the chances we miss. You know, it's soul-destroying. But I think we went 2-0 down, a mistake. We go 2-0 down. So we look at the goals. They've had a penalty, it's not a penalty. They've had a mistake. And we got a goal back from Lee Great, along with Frex. And then we got about a good fortune, don't we, for the first time all afternoon. And then the boy hits a terrific bend and straight to put it in the net. But very, very proud of the players. Very proud of the players. You know, I'm shaking my head at some of the stuff that's going on today. But that's where we are.
Is it pride but disappointment as well? Because like you say, it was an error that led to their second goal. It was a decision which was their first goal. It's not like your side have been the second best side today.
No, I think we know who's been the best side. But we were the best side against Peterborough. There haven't been many sides we've played this year and we've not been the best team on the pitch. You know, probably a couple, you know, Swindon and, you know, but we were the better team today. And this is harder to take than last week. Believe me, when you play as bad as we did the second half last week, you know, we're going to have to go away and look at this and analyse and drill down, because we've had some super performances here today, some real super performances, and we've lost a game, a fantastic travelling support who have been fantastic all afternoon, even at 2-0 down, and I think they'll be going back up the M1 and they'll be shaking their head about some of the things that's going on here today, but that seems to be the way it is if you're Rotherham United in League One, doesn't it?
Just back to that penalty decision, what did Michael O'Connor say about afterwards? What did he think about the red card?
Well, he says there's no contact, but players would send you to the loony bin with what they tell you as a manager, and you have to go and look at it, and we looked at it. We've got our own analyst, he comes down and he shows us it. There's no contact, it's not a penalty kick, and interestingly we've got a fantastic angle on it. Referee gives it, and no flag from the assistant referee. We've watched that carefully, so the ref's given it, and obviously I accept if he gives the penalty then he has to put the man off.
And for you, do you expect further action from this? Will it end up going to the FA, I imagine, obviously?
I don't know. He's come and told me to, you know, the setting off was very late in the day. It's when the teams were coming out. He told me to go up, and I've never experienced that before. Normally, if you're out of order, you go up, don't you? And he tells you don't come out. But he come and knocked on the door and said, go up second half. So I've done that. But that's not my thoughts tonight. My thoughts is my team's come here and put in a real, real good performance. We're really disappointed with some of the things that's gone against us. That we keep saying, don't we, on another day they'll go for us. We keep looking at decisions. I look at Mickey O'Connor nicks it off their defender today, last man, and they say it's not a goal-scoring opportunity. Hard to take.
Nice to have a game on Tuesday, though, I imagine, to get this one straight back out of the system, get straight back out on the field, not have to wait full 7 days.
Well, we'll have a few missing, won't we? Frecklington's out, 5 cautions. Michael O'Connor's out, so we'll... You know, we're all hands on deck, aren't we? We keep saying we've got a smaller squad, but it'll really be tested on Tuesday. But we'll worry about Tuesday in the morning. Let's analyse a lot more about today first, and which we'll do as a management team. But we're quite rightfully, my players are in there devastated. They've given absolutely everything for the jersey, everything and more. And we're undone with a fantastic late goal. But outside that, then I don't think we've had much go for us today, which is the bigger question.